Couple videos ago, I had a citizen from Kyrgyzstan complaining about the migrants and the rape in Sweden and so on, and he made some good points, and I put his whole video up. Now I'd like to share with you my two cents. I wrote something about this called Rape and Migrants. Why suddenly is it religion to blame? There really are statistics showing that rape has increased in Europe as Muslim migrants flood into places like Sweden from the Third World. I say migrants because that's the real deal, and it is very seldom refugees. This is being blamed on Islam, and then people point to weird things said in the Quran or weird laws in Islamic-majority countries. I have a few things to say about this. One. First, be careful about how you view statistics. The majority of migrants are not rapists, even if the majority of rapists are migrants. We could say the majority of rapists are also men, but it's certainly not the case that the majority of men are rapists. Violent criminals are always a tiny fraction of their biological or geographical or ideological group. Most people just don't rape and murder. While it is true, secondly, that you can reference passages in the Quran about sexuality that do not mesh with modern times, the same can be said for other holy books. Judaism and Christianity, if taken literally, have the same archaic rules and misogynist ideas. Most people of all faiths do not take it literally and are not fundamentalist. Most people create rationalizations and interpretations to the religion that allow it to reform itself into something that can mesh with sanity. However, in the Islamic faith, because the CIA has purposely fostered fundamentalists, at first to fight the Soviets and now to use as cannon fodder in proxy wars, they do have a large portion of fundamentalist idiots who take things literally. Third, the exact same problems seem to occur with non-Muslim migrants from the Third World, both from Catholic and communist areas, for example, Mexico and Cuba. There are a disproportionate number of rapes pouring out of Latin American migrant groups, none of whom are Muslim. However, when this happens, no one thinks to blame their Catholicism, even though one could just as easily cite passages from the Bible as well as a historical rape culture by the Catholic Church. Here, instead of trashing religion, it's racial prejudice that gets the burden, since the religion is often the same as the places where they are migrating. But again, back to the first point, obviously not all migrants from any of these areas are rapists. We are talking about a very small percent of people in any population that engages in violent crime. Four. Because religion or race are blamed by people of prejudice, the left is often ignoring the real problem of rape caused by mass immigration from the Third World. It's not a race problem, it's not a religion problem, it's a Third World problem. People with little or nothing to lose are far more likely to risk the punishment for rape than those who have a lot to lose. It is that simple. A family man with a house and a life is not going to risk everything raping someone compared to someone who has nothing. However, any and all critics of the very real problem of rape from migrants are branded as bigots and racist by the left. 5. The left's irrational behavior, which ignores a third world rapist issue by hiding it behind defending race and religion from prejudice, actually causes more prejudice because it too is acting like the causes are biological or cultural rather than economic. People who should be deported are not being deported even after committing horrible crimes because of the leftist crybullies out on a witch hunt to virtue signal who have pressured politicians to cuck to their demands. Rape issue aside, Europe cannot economically sustain an influx of migrants indefinitely. They should be focusing on why there are so many migrants in the first place. 3 points. 1. Some are real war refugees. Solution: stop bombing countries and covertly supporting Al-Qaeda groups. 2. Some are economic refugees. Solution, a new colonialism. For example, predatory lending by the IMF and World Bank, stop transfer pricing and selling arms to destabilizing extremist groups. 3. Some are there for free stuff. Solution, stop pouring sugar on the floor and you won't get ants. To do any of these three, someone has to stand up to the leftist crybullies. Oddly, feminists and social justice warrior types preach about equality and then, just like Bernie Sanders, fall in line when it comes to sloganeering that Assad must go, thereby supporting terrorist factions who hate and mistreat women and homosexuals. They blame Russia for telling on Hillary for her crimes. How about blaming Hillary for doing her crimes instead? Who told on her does not matter, and it is not why she lost. She lost because of her own crooked corruption. Because Russia has been blamed and Russia is helping Syria, the left then sides against the Syrian government. We need to be clear to present the entire package. No to war. Not only is this the moral thing to do, it could save trillions of dollars a year. No to economic sabotage, and no to open borders. The Syrian conflict is the pretext for all the other migrant groups to get a pass into Europe. It's just another reason this conflict must be resolved. Stop aiding Al-Qaeda, stop bombing the Syrian military, rinse and repeat in Iraq. Do not allow the extreme left or the extreme right to frame the migrant crisis in terms of religion or racial issues. Third world ideas will fail abroad for the same reasons they failed at home. Cultures and philosophies are not equal or relatively the same. Some work better than others. The cry-bully culture will lead to the destruction of successful Western cultural values. So the cry-bullies and identitarians are the front line to dismantle first. Looking at a place like Japan, you can see that they have open trade with the Middle East, but are not engaged in war, proxy wars, aiding militants, or economic sabotage. At the same time, Japan has a very strict vetting process for refugees, and it does not have open borders, nor does it give away a free lunch. Thus, Japan is not having a migrant crisis, they are not being targeted by terrorist attacks. Maintaining peace and trade and cultural integrity seems to be the formula to move forward.